Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on February 24 on Okese, O-K-E-S-E, Smith, S-M-I-T-H. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Smith as described in my report to you of 11/25/19. Period. At that time, I offered an assessment of permanency at the left leg to be 7.5% permanent partial. Period. Since that time, he sought additional treatment that correspond to the records currently supplied. Period. New paragraph. These records show Mr. Smith returned to Dr. Zook on 11/9/20. Period. It was noted Dr. McCluskey had performed arthroscopy of the left knee on 8/30/12 and was able to return to full duty on 11/12/12. Period. He was seen by his primary care physician, who ordered another MRI of the left knee in 2014. Period. He continued to see Dr. Zook and his colleagues through 12/4/17. Period. He stated about 2 weeks ago he went to the emergency room again for increased left knee pain. Period. He denied any new injury to the knee. Period. X-rays and an ACE-RAP were administered at the emergency room. Period. Upon exam, there was moderate swelling of the left knee and a circular firm mass, parentheses, cyst, close parentheses, noted medially. Period. He had pain with extreme flexion, and McMurray's test was positive. Period. Patellar apprehension test was also positive. Period. There was a moderate knee effusion. Period. His assessment was left knee effusion as well as unilateral primary osteoarthritis. Period. He opined further treatment was medically indicated and most probably related to the work injury in question. But this would include knee joint aspiration and an MR arthrogram to evaluate for worsening pathology within the medial hemijoint or possible new unrelated pathology. Period. Mr. Smith saw Dr. Zook again on 4/1/21. Period. At that juncture, he was 2 weeks status post arthroscopy of the left knee with ganglion cyst excision. Period. He's progressing nicely with only minimal swelling and discomfort. Period. He was scheduled to begin physical therapy the following week. Period. Ongoing care was rendered over the next several months through 7/21/21. Period. Physical therapy was also rendered on the dates described. Period. At Dr. Zook's last visit, he released Mr. Smith to full duty. Period. On 4/28/21, Dr. Zook, in fact, released him to full duty. Period. The left knee had full range of motion with no swelling or instability. Period. He was discharged from care. Period. However, the petitioner returned on 7/21/21. As noted above, period. There was a moderate joint effusion from which 15 cc's of fluid was aspirated. Period. Had declined a cortisone injection. Period. Had full range of motion thereafter with a normal gait pattern. Period. It was noted preoperatively a few years ago he underwent viscosupplementation supplementation with reasonable improvement. Period. Based upon his intraoperative findings, and review the operative report on arthroscopic pictures, Dr. Zook opined that viscosupplementation would be beneficial and the need for such is related to the injury in question. Period. I am not in receipt of any additional documentation to corroborate that Mr. Smith availed himself of same. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. Casey Smith reportedly injured his left knee at work on 2-1-11. Period. He received treatment and permanency as marked on my prior report. Period. Since evaluated here in 2019, he returned to Dr. Zook with recurrent symptoms about the left knee. Period. He identified a cyst and osteoarthritis. Period. Arthroscopy was done with ganglion cyst excision. Period. I'm not received of the operative report. Period. He followed up postoperatively and did well. Period. He was discharged from care as of 5/3/21. Period. However, he returned for additional medical attention. Period. Joint aspiration was performed, but he declined a cortisone injection. Period. Viscosupplementation injections were discussed, but do not appear to have been performed. Period. New paragraph. I am able to offer an assessment of permanency without a clinical reevaluation of the petitioner. Period. I would offer I would offer 8.5% permanent partial disability at the statutory left leg. Period. The increase from my prior assessment of 7.5% accounts for his latest arthroscopic surgery and excision of a ganglion cyst. Period. A cyst-like mass was identified by me at his clinical exam. Period. And that is the end.